So let's review. The Gemara continues to cite Torah resources for Tchis HaMesim. Amar Rabba, Menayim L'Tchis HaMesim Natera, Shenema Yechi Ruven Ba'al Yomos, Yechi Ruven Ba'al Mazeh, Ba'al Yomos Lo'il Mabo. Ravina cites the following pasuk. V'Rabim Yishene Admas Of Yekitzu, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awaken. Rav Ashi cites the following pasuk. Va'ata lech leketz v'tenuch v'tamen l'gerocha leketz ha'yomen. Rav Tavi Amar Yeshe cites the pasuk in Mishlei. Sha'ol v'oitzer rachem. V'chima'in sha'ol etzel rachem. Elohim l'cha ma'arechem machnes ha'maitzi. Av sha'ol machnes ha'maitzi. V'kan shuv l'oim en tchis ha'mesim in ha'tayr. The grave takes in, but will later give out. The Gemara proceeds with 14 agadic statements of Rav Elazar. Amar Belazar, Kol Parnas Shemanik as a Tzibur Benachas, Zeich Manigim Loyal Maba, a Parnas who leads the community with kindness, will merit to lead them in the world to come. G'day L'deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisis, we see that knowledge is great, because it was placed between two names of Hashem, as the Pasuk states, Ki Kel Deyas Hashem. G'dol Mikdash Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisis, we see that the Beis Hamikdash is great, because it was placed between two names of Hashem, as the Pasuk states, Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yidecha. A person who possesses knowledge is considered like he rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash because both Deya and Mikdash were placed between two names of Hashem. One who possesses knowledge will eventually become wealthy. If a person does not possess knowledge, one may not have pity on him. One who gives bread to a person without knowledge will become afflicted with pain. One who does not possess knowledge will eventually be exiled. A house where people do not learn Torah during the night will be consumed by fire. One who does not support Tamid HaChacham from his assets will not see any success in his doings. One must leave over bread on his table for the poor, and if he does not do so, he will not see any success in his dealings. The Gemara questions this from another statement of Rabbi Elazar. One who leaves over bread on his table is considered like he worshipped Avodah Zarah because this was their custom. The Gemara reconciles, he may not put out a whole loaf of bread after he finished eating, because this is the custom of Avodah Zarah. He must keep out the bread that was left over so that it will be available for the poor. One who changes his voice to fool others is considered like he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. One who looks at forbidden women will not be able to have children. One who is humble will merit a long life. The righteous people who will be brought back to life in the times of Tchis HaMesim, even though they will die again before the times of Olam Haba, their bodies will not decompose and will remain whole until they are brought back to life in Olam Haba. And Oisin Shanim Shasta Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachadish Ben Selomai Kadosh Baruch Hu Oislam Kenafayim Kenasharim V'Shotn Al Pnei Hamayim. During the period in which Hashem will destroy and rebuild the world, the tzaddikim will not die, but rather Hashem will make them wings like an eagle, and they will hover over the water. The Gemara asks, "V'nedlef mimesim shehech yecheskel." Perhaps after Tchis HaMesim, the tzaddikim will die and decompose, just like the dead who yecheskel never brought back to life. And after they die, they decompose. The Gemara explains that the Tanit Velio holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Be'emes mashal haya." The incident of Yechezkel never happened, and it was merely a parable to portray Golas, exile, and Geula, redemption, which are like Misa and Tchia. Rav Eliezer disagrees and says, "Mesim shech Yechezkel amdu al rakleim v'amru shiru v'mesu." The incident of Yechezkel did happen, and after Yechezkel brought them back to life, the Mesim stood up, praised Hashem, and then they died. Rav Elazar ben Eshel Brisei Glili says, "Mesim shech Yechezkel olu le'eretz Yisrael b'nasu nashim v'yilidu banim v'banis." After Yechezkel brought them back to life, the Mason returned to Eretz Yisrael, and they married and had children, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was their descendant. The Gemara now proceeds with a discussion in Man Ninu Mason Shech Yechezkel. Who were these people that Yechezkel brought back to life? Amirav, Elu b'nei Ephraim, Shemanu l'keitz v'to. They were the b'nei Ephraim who were killed because they erred in the count of Galus Mitzrayim, and they left Mitzrayim before the time of redemption. These were people who denied the concept of resurrection. These were people who never fulfilled a single mitzvah. These were people who covered the walls of the heichal with insects. These were the people who were murdered by Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha because of their beauty, as the Brisa elaborates. When Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani Mishael Bazar into the furnace, Hashem instructed Yechezkel to bring these mason back to life. And Kimet Shehechi Oisen, Bo Atzamis V'tavchu Lo Yisir Rosh Alpanav. After they became alive, their bones traveled to Nebuchadnezzar, and they hit him on his face, and then they left. Nebuchadnezzar asked, Ma Tivin Shalelu, where did these bones come from? And he was told, Chavrein Shalelu Mechayim Mason B'Bikas Dur. A friend of those thrown into the Kivshan Eish brought back to life the people that you killed in Bikas Dur. When Nebuchadnezzar heard this, he began to praise Hashem until Bo Malach b'Sitar al Piv. A Malach came and hit him on the mouth because Bikish Leganes Koshirish v'Tishbochas Sha'amad David b'Sefer Tehillim. His praises would have put to shame David HaMelech's praises in Tehillim. This discussion continues in the next daf.